the final pasuk of Kapitel Gimel of Osai. V'ashem HaYeshua al amecha v'chasecha tzalom. The Malbim comments, Yan shehaya hamakom neged am Yisrael v'tehi magefu gedola ba'am. That Avshalom's merit really triggered a civil war. And the potential was for massive casualties. So that's the background to David Melch Bakosha, Shlo Yovzu Amrav Yisrael B'Mukhama. And in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills that Bakosha. V'chein haya, she'al yidei she'ner agav shalom poska ha'mukhama. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Since the Yeshua, if it's forthcoming, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there are no constraints as to how that Yeshua will play out. Avakei shal amcha tishar b'chasecha bal yovdu b'mukhama. The clear implication in the Malbim, which is simple fact, is that when Basar Adam are fighting and making calculations, so they can't obviously, not only can't they, but they're not even, they can't even aspire to this type of targeted Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. You know, sometimes one hears, most recently in it concerned American forces when they had this raid in Syria to kill the head of ISIS. So it was reported that the president opted for an operation that was more dangerous for American forces, to try to avoid civilian casualties on the other end. And l'havdil, sometimes one hears such reports of decisions made by Tzahal as well. But l'maisa, it's not right al-pidin. Al-pidin, there's no justification for exposing a chayal to an added element of danger to avoid civilian casualties on the other side. The notion that a civilian casualty is more of a tragedy than a military tragedy, the whole hanacha is mufrach. The whole hanacha is mufrach. The obligation of Tzahal is to protect. To protect. Including the Chayalim, not just the civilian population, including the Chayalim. And Lahavdil, the same thing is true. It's an example of what we had, but where was it back in Kapitel Aleph? Of how with Seichel HaNoshi, although this would even appear to be Sefer Anoshi, frankly. But with Sefer Anoshi, you come up short. Mishpatim bal yadom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make the Yeshua come without there being any collateral damage, any. Basar Adam doesn't have such control. Boss of them doesn't have such control. If the terrorists, Yimach Shemon, are using human shields, so what right does anyone have to jeopardize Chayalim or civilian population in Eretz Yisrael out of concern for those civilian lives. It's not a correct calculus. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miraculously, so a person doesn't aspire to do, it's not part of Alakta V'drachav to emulate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only do with his omnipotence. A person has to make, people have to make Yishadlis within the constraints of human endeavor. B'mnatzeach min ginas mizvah l'David. The Malbim understands this isn't necessarily a consensus amongst all in the Forshim that the background to this capital is again what's recounted in Sefer Shmuel that there was a famine for 3 years, and as the Malbim says, "Leitzonei hador omru shehu ba'avol chei David." The Leitzanei Hador attributed the famine which was afflicting Klal Yisrael to David's chet, his chet with Vashava. But David shall az Vashav, David consulted, I think it was the Urim and Tumim, Vayom Hashem el shol vel beis adam al shahar yis ha-givonim. It was because of the chet of Shaul having killed the Givonim. And in fact, once the Givonim with their Achzorius were appeased, so then the drought came to an end. That's the background to this capital. And once again, the word Sela, as we saw yesterday, for the Malbim indicates full stop, which tells us that the capital is divided into three parts. B'kori aneini elokei tzidki v'atzor hirchav toli koneini u'shma tfilasi. So the Malbim explains that eis ekor v'tfila aneini mipnei shlosha dvarim. A, your elokei tzidki. B, v'atzor hirchav toli. See, chaneinu shma tfilasi. What are each of the three? Aleph, mitzad she'ata elukei tzidki, mitzad she'ata yodea tzidkosi umasai hatovim. As the Malbim explains in the Be'ui Avilos, it's the same, what provides this insight is the same as we saw In the previous capital, when David HaMelech spoke about Hoshi'eni Elokai, so the Malbim explained that Elokai meant with the Hashkocha that you're Mashkiach on me. And as we discussed yesterday, that when the possessive is attached to the Shem Elokim, it means that as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elokus is expressed, is manifest, klape that person. So here, when David HaMelech says Elokei Tzidki, right, the God of my righteousness, so that's what it means. Hamashgiach in the Be'ui Hamilos al Tzidki v'yodeya ki tzadakti. What does it mean? That doesn't Rashi tell us in Parshas Raschanan that Raschanan is Lashon Matnas Chinam, that tzaddikim are not told that b'maseihem hatovim when they daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they only ask for Matnas Chinam? So what does it mean? Mitzad she'ata yodea tzidkosi u'maseih hatovim. So l'chori, what it means is that over here in this context, where if the late Sonei Hador had been correct, the sheker that they were espousing would be b'vchina sacharo Hashem. But then look and see how the entire nation is suffering because of the chait of the melech. So when David HaMelech is imploring at Kodesh Baruch Hu that Aneni mitzad she'ata elokei tzidki is not looking to clear his name for personal reasons. Moshe Lamadov Adome, the Rambam has at the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah, based on a Gemara in Yuma, that if someone is Mevaza a Talmud Chochem in private, so then that's when the Midah should be on Elovim, Eirim Olvim, Shom Kabosim, Eirim Meshivim, Usmechim B'Yisur. But if it happens in public, where the affront creates a bizoyin HaTorah, so then the Talmud Chacham is mechuyav to respond. So it's in a similar vein that David HaMelech says, Mitzad she'ata elokei tzidki. What are Beis and Gimel? The other two bases, as it were, for David HaMelech being the vakesh from Hashem, but tzor hechatuli and chaneinu shmatri lasi. So let's see them together in the Malbim. Beis, mitzad harachamim. Mitzad she'ato rogil tomin lanos be'ez tzorah. The zesh across of al tomin ratzor hilchav toli. Gimel, where did he see rachamim here? Maybe he's just assuming it, but where did the Malbim see rachamim here? Gimel mitzad hachanino matnaschino, right? Chaneinu shmatri lasi. Gemosha tosu v'chanosis asher achon afopi she'eno kadai. Zesha tosu chaneinu shmatri lasi. So what's the difference between asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad harachamim and mitzad hachanino? So in Parshas Kisiso, where the Yud Gimel Midos appear, so the Malbim defines Racham Mechanim. So there too, we differentiate them as two midas. So the Malbim defines that Rachamim is hu mitzad dikus ha'ish shema ore Rachamim. When a person has Rachmanis, the Rachmanis is aroused by the predicament in which the person finds himself. You see a poor person ever who just doesn't, who someone reduced to poverty, doesn't, can't make ends meet, has to come asking for money. You see a chola. So rachamim is aroused mitzad dikus ha'ish shema ore rachamim. That's why the batzor hechavtali means the batzor represents the dikos ha'ish. The state of the eis tzara is what elicits rachamim. But chanina, going back to quoting from the Malbim and Parshas Kisisa, hu mitzad mitzias chayim. Chanina is mashal ma'ador adam, no dikos ha'ish. A poor person comes and asks for tzedakah, that's rachamim. Let's say a young person comes. No, Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. He wants to start a business. And he wants you to invest in the business or to lend him $100,000 so he can get the business started. There's no rachmanis that's going to be triggered by that request. But the person may choose to respond. It's a panina. Just a pure matnaschina. A pure matnaschinam, that it's not even in response to a circumstance of dik us ha'ish. So that's what David HaMelech is asking. A, Ribbono Shel Olam have rachmanis because of the tzara. But B, even leaving aside the dik us, the predicament, the tremendous eis tzara, chaneinu shma tfilasi. obviously, we'll have more soon, in I think in the next kapitel, about how David HaMelech davens is a binyanav, is a binyanav for David. B'nei ish, adne chavodi lechlima, te'ehovun viv, te'vashu chazav sala. David HaMelech now is not obviously the Pasuk Beis represented Tefillah, Pasuk Gimel. He's not addressing them upon him upon him in that sense, but in terms of giving us a limud of what the response is to these Leitzani Hador who were trying to wrongly assign the blame to him. The emphasis on B'nai Ish is the contrast to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows Tzidki, and you, B'nai Ish, you are seeking to humiliate me. You're seeking to humiliate me in two ways. Te'ehovun rik and te'vakshu chazar. Ratzalomar, o she'tehevu lahachlem osi al yedei dover reik she'en bo mamash. So either you'll blow something out of proportion, or you'll fabricate, right? And that's the lesson of tevakshu. And it's not just rake, it's not just something hollow that you're looking to inflate and to blow out of size, but it's a dava chazav. The whole thing is shake v'chazav. Ude'u ki hifla Hashem chosid lo, Hashem yishma v'kari elov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has answered me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering me, is going to answer me, so is discernible in two ways. Aleph, mitzad shehifla Hashem chosid lo, shehivdel aseh chosid b'hafla b'hashkocha protus levarit tzidkot. Right, b'hifla Hashem b'ein miknei Mitzrayim, the Malcolm quotes in the Be'ur HaMilos, b'ein miknei Yisrael, to separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has singled out the chassid, and B, mitzad shehashem yishma b'kori elov. As a result, rigzu v'al tachto inu v'vavchem al mishkavchem v'dom l'salot. Rigzu, fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tachto, stop with the hotzar shema, and as a tikkun, as a commensurate midah keneged midah tikkun for maligning me, imu velvavchem al mishkavchem. So interesting, in Be'ur HaMilos and the Perush here, so the Malbim explains that al here isn't the preposition that we're used to, but is the word avel, the same as the word avel. It's a different form of the word avel. So the translation of imu velvavchem means that instead of maligning me for a chait that you've distorted, and b for which I've done tshuva, so instead you should confess imu velvavchem avel shal mishkavchem ma sha'atem chatosim b'mishkav. How does David HaMelech know that they're guilty of that? The fact that they were maligning him. So how does David HaMelech know that they were guilty of this? So Chazal say that whenever you see someone who's wrongly, falsely, cynically puzzling someone else, it's called a posel b'mumo posel. If one person maligns another person, and whatever he accuses him of. So generally, kol haposel b'mumel posel, that the person is really just projecting onto the other one wrongly what's true of himself. So David Mel says that you're making this commotion and you're ignoring the fact that kol yotze l'mokam is beis David is kosev get krisus l'ishto, and you're A, blowing my head out of proportion, B, ignoring the tshuva. So kol haposel b'mumel posel. So what you need to do now in response to that is imu v'lavchem al mishkavchem. The domu vayidom Aaron, which according to be quiet, v'shisku midahotzi diva al David. Zivchu zivchei tzedek uvitchu al Hashem. The pasuk is addressed to the Kohanim. Bring the shlamim, the zvachim that I brought. David HaMelech refers to them as zivchei tzedek because they were brought as hodo'ah, that his righteousness was established. Uvitzchol Hashem and have betochem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide rain. Rabim omim miyar einu tov nesa aleinu orpa nacha Hashem. Rabim omim, says the Malbim, be'es hara of yomru, during the years of famine, they were pining, mi yareinu tov, sheyabo ageshem, and this is part of the Rabbi Momim, nesa aleinu or panach Hashem, v'shashem yinoseis aleihem or panach, v'hashkochoso shenela me'itam be'es aro v'asparos panach. Right, so kanes al ha'arem, manes is a banner, something that's elevated. So the Radak, and then maybe he's the first, I'm not sure, but then others as well afterwards explain that sometimes in Lashon HaKodesh, Samach and Sin are interchangeable. Similarly, often Hey and Aleph are interchangeable. So Ron v'Nisa, right? So Nisa means Nun Sin Aleph. Nisa means something which is high, which is elevated. So that's the same thing here. But Nisa Aleinu is lift over us, and that's the same. It's basically the same shorish as kanes, as a banner. Right. One of the pshatim in Vashem Nisa Savam in Nisayon is that it doesn't mean trial, it doesn't mean test, but it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised and elevated the banner, meaning he publicized Avraham Avinu's incredible madrega of Avas Hashem. So Nisa Aleinu Or Panecha Hashem. Or Panecha stands in contrast to Hester Panem. Nisar Leinu means so that your shining countenance. Which means that when I could, again, it's the opposite of Hester Panem, it means that I could Baruch Hu exercises his Hashgacha. Nasata Simcha Velibi Me'ez Deganum V'Sirosham Rabu. The mem here for the Malbim means from the time that from the time that the drought ended, and as a result, so then the crops began to grow and to flourish. Deganum V'Sirosham Rabu. So from that time, Nasata Simcha Velibi. B'shalom yachtov eshkeba v'isham ki ato Hashem levodod levetav toshiveni. So the imagery, the Malbim explains, is that the Kaviyoko Shalom is being personified, and it's Mitzayah Ke'ilu Shochei V'yachad Im HaShalom. That I'm able to lie down and sleep alongside Shalom. Because Ata Hashem Levadad Levata Toshiveni is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've now made us secure in the sense that with the drought ending, so we're not dependent upon imports. And in that sense, even Levadad, even when we're alone, it's Levata Toshiveni.
Okay, well, we'll stop there.